We are in Simin Reish Nun Gimel. We're still in Sif Aleph. We have learned so far the first shita in the halachas of Shehiya. Let's review that before we get into the second shita. The first shita is that of the Rif of the Rambam, and that is that Chazal were afraid that if you leave your food on the fire over Shabbos, and with time your food gets better, it's mitstamek v'yafalo, we're afraid that if you find the fire, the intensity of the fire insufficient, you may go and stoke the coals on Shabbos, and you're going to find yourself being over chas v'shalom on the Yisr of Havara. Therefore, they said that you must remove the coals or cover them. So that if anything that is mitstamek v'yafalo, you have to, if you want to leave it on the fire over Shabbos, it must be a covered fire, or you remove the coals, so what's left is minimal. Unless you put raw meat in there just before Shabbos, in which case we say that you give up on it really being cooked for a very long time, and you're not even going to check up on the flame, and you're not going to stoke the coals. Not only that, but b'di'evet, in a case where someone was supposed to cover the fire and he didn't, there Chazal said that if he did it b'shogeg, he didn't know the halacha, he didn't realize what he was doing, he forgot himself, there the halacha is so long as the food was fully cooked, it'll be mutter b'di'evet. If it was not fully cooked, then he could not eat it on Shabbos. If he did it b'mezid, there even if the food was fully cooked, the fact that the flavor was enhanced will make it aser till after Shabbos, ad b'chdei she'yase. That is the shita of the Mechaber. Now he brings a second shita. V'yesh omri, shekol shenizbashel kamachol bendro soy. So long as the food was cooked up to the point that bendro soy would have eaten it. Pirish shame adam she'yochel macholo shelonizbashel kol tzarko. So it's explained that bendro soy was a bandit. He was always on the run. They were always after him. He never really ate his food fully cooked. He would have to just get it barely edible, and then he would eat it. So if your food is already cooked kamachol bendro soy, shenizbashel kol tzarko mitstamek v'yafalo, or it was fully cooked and it gets better with time. Mutter lahasholso al gabe kira. You are allowed to leave it on a kira, says the Ramo, hago afilo al gabe taner, even on a taner. We saw a taner's heat was more intense. Afilo husak v'gefes v'eitzin, even though you're using a fuel that leaves behind charcoal. Afilo ena grufu k'tuma, even though the coals are neither removed nor covered. V'lo huskura grufa uktuma v'husek b'kashuk vava, when is it that you do have to cover the coals or remove them? Ela k'shehischel hizbashel v'lo higia l'machol bendrosoy. That's only if it started cooking and did not yet reach the level of machol bendrosoy. So what is this? This is the sheet of Chananya in the Gemara. Chananya holds that, remember, what we're dealing with is a chashash that you're going to stoke the coals, that a person is going to go break the Isser of Havora on Shabbos. In order to do that, it means he's really going to lose his mind. It means that he is so upset about the state of his Shabbos food that he's going to forget himself and he's going to go and stoke the coals on Shabbos. Says Chananya, no one is going to do that to enhance the flavor of food. Even though it's Shabbos and you want your food to taste as good as it can, nevertheless, if your food is going to be all right but not quite as good as you would have liked it, you're not going to lose your mind to the extent of stoking the coals on Shabbos. Therefore, so long as the food is edible, even al yedei hadachak, so long as you're going to have what to eat because this food is edible, we are not choshish that a yid is going to go and stoke the coals on Shabbos. The shear they gave is machol bendrosoy, what is called nechol al yedei adchak, that bendrosoy, who was always on the run, would eat his food at that level. Now, exactly how much is this? What is the shear of machol bendrosoy? There's a machlokus we've shown in if this is chatsi bishel or shlish bishel, a third of the way cooked or halfway cooked. The Chazon Ish points out that the shear of time of half or a third really begins when it started to boil. You don't go by how long it is since you put it on the fire. And that was the first part, till you get everything boiling, that doesn't count. It's after that point where there'll be chatzi bishel or shlish bishel measured in time. Now, with regard to chatzi and shlish, how do we paskin? L'chatchila, the Mishnah Brura says to be machmir, that it should be halfway done. And b'di'eved, where we'll see the halacha, is that it could become nesar, we will not aser unless it was not even cooked one third. So, according to this Yesh Omrim, the gzeira of Shehiyah was only said when the food is not edible, totally inedible. If I place food on the fire before Shabbos, and when I put it there, just before Shabbos, the food is totally inedible, there Chazal said it's not raw, it's not chai. Chai means it didn't begin cooking at all. It began cooking. But it's not yet edible, even al yidei adchak. Only there did Chazal say that you've got to remove or cover the coals. Otherwise, there would be no problem. Another case where it would be a problem, the other case where you would have to cover or remove the coals is if you want to do chazora, if you want to go and actually return the pot on Shabbos to the fire. There, you could not do that unless the fire is covered or the coals removed. The reason, because it resembles cooking, it is mechsi kamavashal. We'll discuss that at length later. Now, what is the halacha according to this shita? If someone forgot and left over tafshel shehischel is bashel, v'lo higia l'machol ben drosoi, something less than machol ben drosoi, vein tzarech lomim over v'sho, aser, the halach is that it is aser. Meaning, remember, in the Mechaber Shita, where so long as it was mitzdamik v'yofalo, there was still an iser, we differentiated with regard to the iser b'di'evet with whether it was fully cooked or not. In this Shita, once it's edible, once it's higia l'machol ben drosoi, there's no chiv in the first place of having gar v'katar. So the only time that you could have been over, that you could have done something wrong, be it shogig or mezid, is if it was not cooked kamachol ben drosoi. So if that's the case, the halacha is b'di'evet, it's aser. Because there is no situation where you were over an iser and yet it's fully cooked. If it's already edible, there is no iser according to this shita. Vein tzarech lomrim over v'sha. That's if you did it b'shogeg, certainly if you did it b'mezid. Says the Ramah, Hago v'nohagu lohokel kisvora achrona. The minag is to be megal like this shita, which means we are left with a machaber and a ramah. The machaber brings the das harifa harambam as the ikur hadin, and the shita of Rashi and the Rosh as yesh omrim. The ramah says that our minag is like the yesh omrim. Consequently, the halachi is that for an Ashkenazi, so long as the food that he's placing on the fire before Shabbos is edible ayidei adchak, it's something that you could eat b'shas adchak, even halfway cooked. The halacha is that there's really no need for a blech unless you plan on removing the food on Shabbos and returning it again. But if you plan on keeping it there the entire time, there would be no need to cover the fire or to remove the coals. In our stoves, therefore, on our stoves, the halacha would be that we use a blech, we use something to cover the fire. That is the equivalent of kotum, of putting ash over it. There will be no need for it if your food is already edible before Shabbos, which is almost always the case. Now remember, if it's totally raw, there's no iser, you don't need the fire covered. If it's edible ayidei adchak, if it's kamachol ben drosoi, then the halach is you don't need to cover it. The only case where you would need a blech then, for leaving something on the fire where you don't plan on doing chazara, where you just want to leave it on the fire and then you'll take it off and serve it, the only case would be it started cooking before Shabbos, but it is still not edible even ayidei adchak at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, in the Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Brura brings that the Rosh himself brings the Das Harifa Rambam, and then he brings Rashi and Tosfos, who are Mekel. Says the Rosh, the minag is lohokel because Yisrael adukim b'mitzvahs onik Shabbos. It seems that it's a minhag that Klal Yisrael takes the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos very seriously. Therefore, they did not want to be machmer for the Rif and the Rambam. The Bir Halacha says that it is definitely better not to rely on this minhag and really be choshish for the Rif and the Rambam. Meaning that you should use a blech even though your food is fully cooked, so long as with time it gets better. So your average cholent on a Friday afternoon was already cooked. You're leaving it on the fire over Shabbos in order for it to get a cholent flavor, in order for it to taste better. The halacha there is, even though the ikar adin for an Ashkenazi is you don't need a blech, because it's already edible ayidei adchak, nevertheless, the bir halacha tells us to be machmir. Now the exact lashon of the bir halacha is that it should be fully cooked before Shabbos and then remove it from the fire, then be mesalakit min ha'esh. The question is, why does he tell you that it should be fully cooked? The answer would seem to be that if it's not fully cooked, we're afraid that it will not cook well. They didn't have blechs. They did some form of hatmana. They just insulated it. And if it didn't cook fully before Shabbos, who knows what it would taste like on Shabbos. Another explanation, and this is a practical issue. If you're going to leave something on your blech that is not yet fully cooked, anything you're going to do to speed up its cooking will be a problem of bishul da'oraisa. For example, say you have your cholent on a blech. It's not yet fully cooked. It's totally edible, and it's on a blech. Can't go wrong. But it's not yet fully cooked. It's something that you would not really want to serve yet. It's not fully cooked. It's edible, ayidei adchak, but not fully cooked. If you go and move it on the blech closer to the fire, you are speeding up its cooking. Which means that it is not a good thing to do to have food that is not fully cooked sitting on the blech in a way that you may end up one way or another speeding up its cooking and being over possibly on an Isser D'Oraisa. So it may very well be that that's why the Mishnah Brura is suggesting that it be fully cooked before Shabbos and have a blech. Why do you need a blech? Since according to the Shulchan Aruch, with time, it's getting better. Mitztamek v'yafalo, there's still a chash of chitui begachalim, so that's why it has to be garif akotum. It has to be covered. This is the maskana of the Mishnah Berurah. So halacha lamaisa. If it's late on Friday afternoon and you just weren't able to cook up the food before Shabbos, so the halacha is yes, you can certainly put it on the blech. Not only that, but you're in a situation where you have no blech. You've got an open fire and no blech. So long as the food before Shabbos got to the level of machol ben drosoy, so long as the food is edible al yedei adchak, you can leave it on an open flame without covering it because that's what the Ramah holds me, yikar adin. Whereas, ideally, you should have a blech there, and even better than that, you should make sure that it's fully cooked before Shabbos. Incidentally, the Bir Halacha brings Rabbi Kiva Eger's Shita that in a case where it's bushel velo bushel, in a case where it started to cook before Shabbos, but it is not yet edible, even ayidei adchak, that garif akotum isn't going to help you, a blech isn't going to help you there. Okay, now we go further. The Mechaber is now going to tell us that there's something we have to avoid. V'chol ze b'inyin shoho. This is only referring to the issue of shihia, which means allowing something to remain on the stove. Shehakdeira yosheves al kisei shel barzel o al gabei avonim, ve'eino nogas b'gacholim. We're talking about a pot that is not touching the coals. Aval hatmona al gabei gacholim, but hatmona where it's sitting in the coals, l'divrei hakol oser, that's called hatmona. That's called insulating, which we're going to learn about later. There's an isser of hatmana, of keeping something covered in a davar hamosif hevel over Shabbos. The mechaber says that if it's touching the coals, that is already called hatmana. The Ramah argues with that. Hagav yesh omrim. Tafilu makdeiro medes al gabi ha'esh mamesh. Even if it's sitting on the fire. If it does not have coals all the way up, it's uncovered on top, meaning all you have is the pot lid, that's not called atmana, v'shori, v'chein ha-minag, that is the minhag. Which means, this is a side issue altogether. Later we're going to learn that there's an isser of atmana. You cannot have something that is being insulated on Shabbos by a material that generates heat. In the case of coals, they generate heat. You cannot have your pot sitting, meaning insulated by coals. There's a machlokus rishonim here. The machaber holds that if it's just sitting in the coals, even though the pot is uninsulated on top, it is not. It is considered hatmana and not shihi, and it is aser. The Ramah holds that so long as it is open on top, it is not considered hatmana. This is going to be very important. We'll discuss the halachas of hatmana later, but this will be very important. Where according to the Mechaber, placing something in an apparatus that has a heating element and the pot is actually touching the heat source would be usur even though it is not surrounded by it, even though it's open on top, and the Ramah would hold that if it's open on top, it is mutter. Now, one such apparatus is a crock pot. A crock pot has a heating element on the bottom and possibly even on part of the sides. The top is totally uninsulated. All you have is a pot lid. The question is there any isser of leaving your food in a crock pot on Shabbos, or do we call that hatmana? Is that called insulating it in a situation where it is mosif hevel, it is constantly generating its own heat? According to the Mechaber, this would really be problematic. Because the fact that it's uncovered on top does not take away from the shame of hatmana. According to the Ramah, since it's open on top, it's going to be mutter. There's a famous psak of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, where his claim was that what was meant by the top being uncovered was that not only the very top, but also the sides were uncovered. It's got to be mostly uninsulated. According to him, a crock pot where the sides are insulated would be usur, unless, and we'll see later, you do it in a way that it's not derech hatmana, by actually raising the pot so that there's airspace between the pot your food sits in and the frame of the crock pot. However, if one does not follow that psak, and it's not clear that he even meant it b'di'evid, and there are those who argue with him, they hold that a crock pot for an Ashkenazi would not constitute hatmana, and it can just be used the way it is. Now we go further in the Ramah. Rock. According to the Ramah, you are allowed to leave the pot sitting on the coals, and even submerged a little bit, as long as it's open on top. You have to make sure that the pot is not really sitting in the coals. So a Jew will be able to remove it from there, and you're not going to have the coals falling down into where the pot used to be and getting all red again. What happens if the pot is sitting on Shabbos in the coals? Yeshla siru mishum al yidei ein Yehudi. You'll have to remove it by way of a non-Jew. If there's no non-Jew, a Jew can remove it. You have to take it slowly so you're not going to shake the coals. If it's a psik reisha, if there's no way of removing the pot without the coals falling in and getting red hot again, then that's going to be aser. But if it's not a psik reisha, then although it's pretty close to a psik reisha, and therefore it should be done by a non-Jew, if there's no non-Jew around, you can do it yourself. If you do it slowly, even though you didn't remove it from the coals before Shabbos, it's going to be mutter. So long as it's not a psik reisha, it's a dover of she'ena miskaven, and the halacha is that it is mutter.